Yeah. So we might have arrived from Shabbos. Then when Shabbos, you see the obvious are like the tallest are like the obvious. Tomorrow, for an opposite situation, we see by Tumah, the toll is not like the always. So, what's the din by Nizaki? Is it or is it not? Haven't told them. In between, the Gemara expands or discusses if we met the toll is like the Av, then why is one called an Av, one's called a toll? Why is it called an Av? That's the middle bit. I saw the shit of the men asked, why is it in here? It's not relevant for the discussion. He's got a stick or two to explain why is it in here. Shittim HaKubetzis. Nachum also has an Erichus, why is it mentioned Bechlal? But the Gemara does mention it. So let's see. To Tesis, yeah? So if I just go to the Gemara first. The Gemara said, for my ikur, four lines up and then our lines. My ikur being av and toldo. What's the difference between av and toldo? If they're both the same halachas, if by Shabbos it's the same halachas, both the av and toldo share the same halachas, both skila and they both malchus, chatos, both chatos and skila. So what is the difference between av and toldo? My ikur being av and toldo. What is the difference between an av and a toldo? If we characterize one as an av and characterize one as a toldo, there must be some reason for it. So, what is the difference between an av and a toldo? So, the Gemara said it is an afkamina. Afkamina, there's a difference, and that's why we could characterize one as an av and one a toldo. Tero, which they always, Badadadi, there's 39 obvious halachas. If you do two of them, the person does two of them, he's going to be chayiv for each one. In Amishtei Toldos, Vadadoni does two Toldos of different melachos, from different melachos, not the same melachos, two Toldos of different melachos. He's chayiv Vadadoni together, mechayiv Akol Chodo Vachod, he's chayiv for each Aveira he did, each act that he did. Vetoldo Didei. But if somebody transgressed the Av and it's Toldo, Loi Mechai Velacholo, he only has to bring one Korban Chatos.
If you did two Avs, and two of the same Av, if you did the same Av twice, it also made one.
Right, that's possible.
Right, so but then. Okay.
But that's possible if you do the same Av, which is exactly the same act twice. You have only one chattos. But Toldo,
it's not the same
he's done the same act,
it's
not the same act. It's a chiddush that we would say, therefore, that you are chayiv
but the Toldo is like
one chattos.
the Toldo is like the Av, then
That's why it's called a Toldo. It's called a Toldo to say that it's a subsidiary of the Av, and therefore it's considered part of the same melacha. Had we not considered it, in total, we would have called them all obvious. We wouldn't have said anything about obvious, saying there's 3,000 melachos on Shabbos. And if a person does a toldo of the Av, what we know is a toldo, one would think you'd get chayiv twice, two chatois. But now we're characterizing it, something called alves, something called toldos. Why? Why are we characterizing it as obvious toldos? To teach us, to tell us this, always pay if you, an Av and its toldo is one chatos. Right? That's the Gemara. But what about Rebbe Elazar? What about Rebbe Elazar holds if somebody does an Av and a Toldo, he's Chayiv Chatos, even though it's Toldo, he's Chayiv two Chatois. So why is it called an Av and a Toldo? What's the practical ramification? Why do we have to consider something in Av and a Toldo? What's an afkamina for us? And Rebbe Elazar, come to Rebbe Elazar, the Mechayev HaToldo Mokim Av, he says, Bemet, you're Chayev HaChatos. If somebody transgressed the Toldo, even if he did it be Mokim Av, even if he did it in the same time as during the Av, he's Chayev to Chatois. Amai, Koyi Le'av, Amai, Koyi Le'Toldo. So now why? Why is one characterized as an Av and one characterized as a Toldo? Is there any practical halachic ramification between them? And the Gemara says, no, indeed, there isn't any. Chatav v'mishkan chashivi, chashive koyed av. Chatav v'mishkan chashive koyed tolda. That was in the Mishkan, was choshuv. That was called an av. And that which was not in the Mishkan chashive, whatever that means, we'll see in Tosfos, is called a tolda. So the Gemara answers, indeed, the Kuntra Belezer, there is no halachic nafkamina between an av and a tolda. And then we've got a question really, why should one be called an av and a tolda? And the answer is just whatever was in the Mishkan, more of a historical reason. What was in the Mishkan was called an av. What was not in the Mishkan Hashiva, whatever that means, is called a tolda. Okay, that was all in parenthesis. Says Rashi. Rashi, you might just say all the Rashi's. The Chodoy Yemishkaif only liable for one. Which one? A'av Melach. He's only liable for the A'av Melach. This was a chiddush of Rashi, which we mentioned then first time round. A chiddush in Rashi that if a person transgresses the av and the toldo, the chatas he brings is for the av and not for the toldo. So Rashi says here, a chayv the av and not for the toldo.
If he had the intent to give the korban that be for the toldo, then it would be ineffective.
Sounds like it for Rashi, right? So this was a point which we mentioned, a bunch of people speak this out. Nochum has a long arichus on this point. But Rashi seems to be saying if somebody transgresses the av and the tolda, there's no chatas for the tolda. Chatas only on the av. But the Rebbe Lezer, the Mechayev Tauti, Kontra Lezer says you are chayev chatas for the tolda. The Ovid av the tolda today, if somebody transgresses the av and it's tolda, Mechayim Tati Chatois, it's Chayim Tu Chatois. Whereas it's Rebbe Lezer, it's a Mesechus Krisis, Peik Omer Lo Dav Tatzayin. So Mamele, why is one called an Av and one's called a Tolda? What's the practical difference? And when Sigma answered, whatever was in the Mishkan was called an Av, says Rashi, Kudu Ovis Melachis with Mishkan Gomina Nobe Mesechus Shabbos. All the Ovis Melachis are learned out from Mishkan in Shabbos. Okay, that's the Gemara. We have here two tastes in to do. You managed to prepare them? You say yes. If not, it's excellent. Rebelezer, a micro in the ab. What's the question? Why is one called an ab? There is a practical halachic nafkumina. Name a nafkumina, the Indian asura. Why don't we say? The nafkumin is the so shed sorich lahasis atoldo mishum abido. There's halacha says Tosis, that's how it's understood. That when a person transgresses the toldo, the so he has to get is which arm it is. That's what the so is. So it's very important for us to know what's an arm and what's a toldo. Because if somebody says he's doing mishame, and a person tells him, hey, if you do mishame, you're going to be over chatos for mishame. You won't get it. You need that saw for Boya, Meraki, whichever one it is. So, of course, we need to know what's an av, what's a tolda. If you wouldn't label anything, we just have a 3,000 melachis, then a person wouldn't know what that saw should give. Should that saw be Mishami? Won't work. You have to give a saw on the av. That was the question of tastes. And name it the nafkamina. Why don't we say the nafkamina? Why we're labeling some av and some tolda? Is the in a saw? Shetzorach lahasis atoldo moshum avdido. La lochiz yavri maser toldo. Based on its av. Kedomina peik toilin. You have to be maser the toldo. Based on the av. But when you're warning him, you have to tell him that you're doing something which comes under the category of this av. No, the av.
Just
You have to mention the av. Kedamrina, nothing wrong with mentioning more, but you have to mention the av. Kedamrina big toilin, mishame. That's right. When he's doing a toldo. Ah, toldo. Or a toldo. If a person is transgressing the toldo. Ah, toldo. On the toldo, mishum av. When a person is transgressing the toldo, the hasrit has to be, that's what has to be, mishum av. Based on the name of the av. Right, that's what these things to have again. Kedamrinon bepeg toilin. I think Mar says nachir shame. Somebody's doing mishame. That's the toldo. Shemay masrinim be. What saw do you give? Well, Rabbi says you have to give bria. Rabbi says you have to give merakid. Sounds like everyone agrees you can't just say mishame. You have to say bria. Say merakid. So then what's the most question? Why couldn't Rabbi Elazar? Do we need to know if something's an av and something at all? Of course you do. So that's the bif the av. So we need to know what's the obois, and then all the other ones will come under that those categories. Nafka mina, not for chatas. But what would the nafka mina be for, Shua? Why do I need to know what's an av, what's a tola?
Oh, it'll be for misa.
What do you mean? Hasra has to be mishen the av. That was a kashuv taste. You misunderstood the Gemara. You thought the Gemara was saying you need to say the av. No, that's not the pshat. Hachipar. Mishum mai mesrinam be shuchayev. Mishum mai mesrinam be. What can we be masim for? And el bichayev. Rabbi Mishum Boya. Rabbi says if you're masim Mishum Boya, you can kill him off. Allah is a good Mishum Merakid, but if you would be Masa Mishum Merakid, potter. It'll be potter. The key Mishum Masa, the Dovash Inuk Doima, since the person warning him is Masa, given Shehu Masa, he's warning. The Dova, with the eye, with an Av, Sheinu Doima, that's Bechlal Ein Doima, that's not comparable to the act he's doing. Sava, the one transgressing Avera, thinks Shemalig boy, he's laughing at him, not taking him seriously. And therefore he's going to be bothered. So Shomai Masinabe, we thought meant in order to make some dichayev, what hasar do you have to give? No, that's not what it meant. It meant to say, what type of hasar could you give and it'll still be chayev for it? About if you tell him he's doing us a mishama, of course he's going to be chayav for mishama. And that's what he's doing. If somebody says, you should know, if you do mishama, if that person does mishama, chayav skile. So of course he's going to be chayav skile. The question is, what else? Well, let's expand it. If it would be massive for something else, what would it be? So he said, if you do barya, barya is comparable to mishama.
What about for only mishama?
He said that barya is comparable to the act he's doing. So if he's doing mishama, he's doing Misham, and he says, oh, you're going to be Oyvam Boya. Okay. I hear what you're saying. You're saying that I'm being Mechal Shabbos. If I come up to you, I'm doing, if one person doing Misham, and a guy comes up to him and says, you know, if you do Misham, you're Chayim because of Makba Patash. What are we talking about? And I'm like, you're just joking. There's nothing wrong with what I'm doing. And you're just joking at me. So what then? If you say Merakid also, Merakid also, as far as Rabbi's concerned, Merakid is a joke. Rakid, no shakas to Mishamer.
Mishamer, if the person is doing Mishamer and he gives and he receives Chasra saying you'll be at peace of doing Mishamer, that's not good enough.
It is according to this.
Well, the first line, the opening line here where it says that you have to give Chasra.
That was a question. And the answer. The question, answer, and taste. From Beishlema begins an answer.
What is the answer saying what Rabbi said?
Well, if you just hold five more words. Aval in his subway for Oma al Tishameh. But if he would warn him and say, don't do Mishameh, Chayev, he would be Chayev. Says, you thought, that's what the question was, that you need to be Masa Mishum the Av. So we need to characterize, we need to know Av and Tola. But now that, no, you're wrong. You don't need to be Masa Mishum the Av, you can be Masa for the act he did it. So you can scrap all the hierarchy, scrap it. Nothing to do with Av, Tola. Scrap it all. call all malachis by the same name, there won't be any practical halacha in nafka mina. A guy is doing an act. So you tell him, if you do that act, you're chayav misa. Okay, so he's going to be chayav misa. If you do an act which is similar to it, also be chayav misa. If I tell you you're doing an act which is not similar to it, you won't be chayav misa. We don't need to label anything, obvious and told this. Poshut, if it's similar, then it will be included in the Asra. If it's not similar, it won't be.
What about in the Sefer Shabbos? What's the whole thing there? I mean, I haven't looked at it, but
what's your question?
My question is this consistent with what Shabbos says?
What's your question? Why do you think it isn't?
I don't know, because the question is being posed, and he's saying that it's
The Gemara takes it from arrive from the words Shame Meshum Mai Masfing Bi. So that was the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara thought, Ratis understood it means, what Hasrat do you need to give in order to make the guy Chayiv? Says, this is not what the Gemara meant. The Gemara said, Hochi Pirusha, this is the explanation. Meshum Mai Masfing Bi Shu Chayiv. What type of Hasrat could you give and it'll still be Chayiv? Of course, if you give a saw from a sham, he's going to be chayiv. But what else could you give and he'll still be chayiv? What else could you give him and he'll be chayiv? So we say, if you give him from Boya, it's also going to be chayiv. If you give him from Meraki, look at the other pin, it'll also be chayiv. But if you give him something which is not shayiv, not. But if you give him for what he did, of course he's going to be chayiv. If you say, you're doing mishame, he's going to be chayiv.
But that's assuming that mishame is a tolda.
Like he's doing the activity of Meshameh.
Right.
And he said, you're doing Meshameh, you'll be Chayiv. That's possible. Says, if so, then we can scrap all labeling now. We don't need to label anything in Av, we don't need to label anything told on. Whatever he's doing, if we tell you, if you do what you're doing, you're going to be Chayiv. So be Chayiv. If you say something similar to it, also be Chayiv. If it's something not similar, it won't be Chayiv. So why do I need to know what to have, what to told on?
Relationship?
I don't need to know that it's an av and a toldo.
I know it's similar.
Have a look.
But once you understand,
the reason why Rabbo says it's thought is similar is not because it happens to be an av.
It sounds like it though.
No.
It does. Saying which they have in machlokes, which av is more similar to Meshameh.
Right. Once you establish, doesn't mean that therefore the Meshameh has to be a toldo of the av. It's true once we know that the art obviously told us it's true because we're going with that, but be careful, we could scrap any hierarchy. I mean, stop every time I have to discuss, is this similar to that?
So theoretically,
sure, I'm coming to you.
Sure.
Yeah, carry on.
But if you're doing Hashami, then you need to say, what is it?
Boya and Meraki.
Or in terms of Boya, you could say Hashami. They're similar, not equal, but Meraki, the opposite. That's right.
And yeah, I come to this.
There's totally equal playing field, but
as long as I'm telling you something similar to what you're doing, the whole point is that the guy is being told he's being Mechal al Shabbos and he's going to get punished for it, and the guy shouldn't think he's drunkenly loving. I don't even need to tell you the right thing.
So
could be the other way around. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Then,
yes,
sure. Might be jumping the gun, but there's on the.
You are jumping the gun.
Okay.
If you're saying it that way, then you must be after the way. That's exactly the next
okay,
step.
I'm jumping the gun,
but
I haven't
put off. Okay, so let's wait for the gun. Another text. So, first set of tases, we got clear. The Tayser had the question on our Gemara from Mefurash Gemara saying otherwise. The Gemara seems to say you need to be master based on the Av. That's what you need to do. So what did Tosfos do? How did Tosfos get out of it? What did Tosfos change? Well, he answered the question. How did Tosfos answer the question? He changed our understanding of Shabbos. Our question of Shabbos is based on Hanocha. Our question from Shabbos is based on an understanding of how the Gemara Shabbos, what the Gemara Shabbos meant. You were wrong. That's basically the answer. You're wrong when making a question back. There's no reason to call something Av and something Tov. Next terms of Tosfos, Va'odi Shlema. The answer of thesis is now.
Oh, it's not similar to that. Sometimes
he
says,
"Ibai Seimah."
Does he ever say that?
Thesis doesn't say Yeshem. It's the Gashul Gemara. Thesis is sometimes Inami.
Inami, right?
Yeah. This terms is another terms. For Oyli Shloimah, the Zero Shemetaritz That is indeed the answer of Gemara. Hachta voy b'mishkan korli av. V'tzarech lahasiz atoldo b'shmo. That is what the Gemara answers. We had a question. That's big enough to come in a pastor. That's what the Gemara answers it. Hachta av b'mishkan is called an av. And hachta lav b'mishkan is called a toldo. What's enough kamina? You have to do a sor. You have to be maser for the av, and you have to be maser only for the av. And if you wouldn't be maser for the av, it wouldn't work, right? You wouldn't. The person wouldn't be chayv misa. That's what the Gemara is answering. Hachdav mishkon chashiv or hachshiv, whatever lashon the Gemara is going to use. Hachdav mishkon was an av, meaning you meant to know that's what it means. And you know, Gemara Shabbos tells you that you need to asra for the av. It's very critical to know what's in, what was the av. What was in the Mishkan for the abs, his thesis, with tzor, asris, and toldo, mishum, bishmo. And therefore, you have to be a master, the toldo, bishem,
that.
That means our understanding of Gemara Shabbos was right. And that you do need to do the ab, and only the ab, not the toldo. One needs to be master for the ab. And the art and the Gemara, which we had a question, why is one called an ab, one called a toldo? Says this is wait for the answer of the Gemara. The Gemara says something. What's the Gemara answer? What was in the Mishkan is called an Av. Says this is that's what it means to answer. What was in the Mishkan is called the Av, and nevertheless starts to be based on that. Based on what was in the Mishkan. That's what you have to answer. So it's very important for us to know what's called an Av, what's called a Tola. Halachically, very important because we have to tell us what saw you have to give.
How does that? Not saying you have to say the Tolda and the Av. Okay, so if you're so concerned about that, I'm gonna. Somebody, let's say he knows that the Mishnah never had this case of Shamer. Mm-hmm. You say to him, hey, you're doing Bole, which was in the Mishnah.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're joking with me.
Right.
Because my rabbi never taught me that there was an Iraqi, there was a Mishamer in the Mishkan. So obviously you're joking with me. That's not fair. Why not just say the Toldah and it's out? Then that makes sense.
You don't need to say both. There's something called Ob, something told. These things just come under the category.
Well, we're considering he's going to make a joke of it. He's going to make a joke.
That's if he tells something called a Shankless to it.
But here you're telling you something that's not in the Mishkan. You're saying that Av, and he knows it's not the Av. He learned his Rebbe and his father taught him the 39 Avos Melachos.
Right.
And he knows it by heart. Right. And he knows that one of them is not the Shomer. And he knows that what he's doing
so what
was
saying,
never in the picture, was never in the picture books.
What you're doing
is on the category.
It's not. I saw the picture books. It was never there. The Shomer? Why? Why was that in the
Shomer? Yeah, I'm going to give you a very simple muscle that you can argue on the shot. But muscle on to say in order to sub his reason to help us a little bit. Everyone knows murder is awesome, right? If somebody kills somebody by chopping up his head, that's Ritzeach. And that's what we learned in the Torah, something called Ritzeach. If somebody comes along and does mercy killing, it's not called murder, that's called mercy killing. If somebody says, you should know, if you're doing that, you're murdering a guy. So he said, no, I'm not murdering him. No, that's what he's telling him. This is included in murder. What you're doing, you think you're doing mercy killing, is not, that's called murder. That's what the person's telling him. That's exactly the same here. You're doing mishamer. Mishamer is not mentioned in the Torah. I'm telling you, that comes under the category of boyer. You're doing boyer. No, I'm not. Yes, you are. That's included in boyer. Boyer, the av of boyer, includes Mishama, that's what I'm telling you. You're doing Boyer. If I tell you doing Mishama, where does it say in the Torah Mishama? Who says? Forget. You're joking at me. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah Mishama. It says in the Torah Boyer. You're doing Boyer. I'm telling you, you're doing Boyer. No, I don't need to say that. I don't need to say that. What you're doing is an act of Boyer. You know what you're doing. I'm telling you, it's an act of Boyer. And therefore, Chayv Misa.
His last answer is not the same.
But it is, it was in the Mishkan.
Not only by the
Sorbian. That's expected that a guy obviously knows that I'm a Sorbian. right? Otherwise, something doesn't make sense. What he said, I'll tell you, you're doing very well. When you're speaking Chinese, expect that a guy knows Lamatis belongs. We're saying, what you're doing is included in those, that Lamatis and that Malach. What you're doing is great. I don't need to tell you, you're doing Mishameh and Israel. You know what you're doing. What you're doing is very.
You see, but Salah had what I told her before.
I told her.
Here's a hey. Here's a hey.
Where's a hey?
This answer is here now.
No, it's the same thing.
Why is it the same thing?
Zeru Shematarit Haftava Grishkin Kod Avid. So Klaus is Hatoldo. The Toldo that you are doing. You have to be master it. That told her you have to be master it. B'shem the av. Not that you have to be master it. B'shem the told her and the av. The told her that he's doing, you have to be master it. B'shem the av.
B'shem the av. You say all about
b'shem av. B'shem av means not like saying your name and the father's name. B'shem av means with the father's name, maybe. But b'shem means it's name. That's what it is. Doesn't say you have to do, you have to make up new halachas, which doesn't exist. You don't need to do that, right? Now, the last part of Tosfos, if you remember, was tremendously unclear. But the neter on a vashel ain't so class soisim mishum av, from history mishum atodo chayib, bafilachi loy choshev le pepe kalgol. Those are the words of the end of the Tosfos. So what does it mean? So the Maramban is not a new text. It's all one on text.
So got this one on text of the old one that you have to say in the shame of the Av.
Yeah.
Oh.
One second, let me just read it.
I thought it was going to be the first.
So we call him a lot of the mission of the Tony Lubini and all the Jago. I will not talk about the Tol the Shmo. That's from the Tail, the Zoe, and he's a Tolo, Monkey, the Mavrid, the Shmo, and Chai. I will be hot with God. Right. So the Maral, he understands that it's going on what we just answered. You have to mention it. Dafka saw the Shmo. And he's bringing Raya from the Tail, where there, the halacha is if you have to be master, if you're master the Torah of Malkiv and Mavrich in the name of Netea, you're chai. I don't know. Yeah, okay. So if you remember, it was unclear. I don't remember the last time we said not Shom, right? But we're gonna go with my own this time. There's definitely around, was it Tver Shmuel as well? Yeah. Well, last time we went to Tver Shmuel.
We understand both prophets here, the Bava Kama and Shams. It wasn't the halachic matter, but that's not why it's called.
Oh, this was the. It's not a point last time.
Yeah.
Tough that you remember. Check it up in a minute. So the Maram has a pshat that is the hemshah of what we just answered. Then we just said you need to say Av. And the Maram said we have a little problem. Why did the Gemara then say what's in the Mishkan? Chashiva. Why are we mentioning about what's choshev or not? Just say, why is it called the Toldo? Just to say it's in a wasa. So he says, because there are some obvious that aren't mentioned in the Mishnah of Shabbos. There are some obvious not mentioned in Shabbos. Some of them is called Metea, Mevashel. They're not mentioned in Shabbos. They're also obvious. They're not mentioned in the Masechet Shabbos. But nevertheless, their toldos have to be Hasar based on them. So he says, V'oid Metea or Mevashel, Ein Tzorech Hasoyis Mishum Av. Neteh Mevashel, you don't need to say that somebody who's over Neteh, you don't need to say Zoreah, because Neteh and the Vassal themselves are considered at the same status as a Av. V'mihizeh, Mishum HaToldo, Chayiv. V'mihizeh, Mishum HaToldo, if a person gives a straw for the Toldo, meaning for the Teah, and the Vassal, you're Chayiv. V'apilo Hochi, L'choshim lo pei kalgo. So, come to my Ram, this last line of Tosis is come to answer another problem. It's good we didn't do it last time, this chapter. It's come to teach us, come to answer a problem. In the Gemara is saying, the Gemara said, why is one called an Av and a Toldo? And what was Tosis answered? First straw. And how did the Gemara express it? Whatever was in the Mishkan, that's Choshuv, is called a Av. So why didn't you just write first straw? Why do you say what in the Mishkan was Choshuv, it's called an Av? So Tosis had another problem. If you're going to tell me these are obvious because of a saw, then there should be other obvious mentioned in that Mishnah as well. If the whole reason why it's called an av is because of a saw, and that's the sole reason why one's called an av, one's called a tola, is because of a saw, then there should have been another two melachos mentioned in Shabbos. Why? Because there are another two melachos which are not mentioned there. So you would have thought they're tolos. And yet, you can give asra for those activities. Which two are we talking about? Neteah. Neteah is not mentioned in the Mishnah there. So you would have thought Neteah is a toldo. And if somebody plants a tree, and the person tells me, if you plant a tree or even Mishnah Neteah, he's Bemet Chayiv. Even though you didn't say or even Mishnah Zoyreah. So if it's true that it's critical to give a straw based on the Av. If that's true, and it's true that the reason why the Mishnah gives 39 melachas, because there's 39 labels and only 39 labels to give a straw for, right? So then we have a problem, because Neteah then, according to that, isn't one of those labels. And yeah, we know that Neteah, you can give a straw for Neteah. Which contradicts those 2 points we said earlier. Again, we're saying there's 2 points. Number one is you have to give a saw for the Av, for the label. And number two, there's only 39 labels. So then we have a problem. So what about Neteah? What about Mabashal? By Neteah Mabashal, you don't need to give a saw for the one of the official 39 labels. You can give a saw for the Neteah. You can give a saw for the Mabashal.
Which is told us.
Which, according to our understanding at the moment, should be told us because they're not labeled in the 39.
So that would fall under the first answer.
That's a problem because we're going with the second answer.
Well, that's what I was looking at. Okay.
So we're going with the second answer. So it says Tosis. No, there's a Tosefis I want to add, and that is that the Mishkan, we Gemara stress the word Chashiva, because there are indeed another two others. The Mishkan only bought 39. Of the which were in the Mishkan Chashiva, but Bemet there's another two labels as well. There's another two labels. What are the other two labels? Meteah and Mevashal. Why were they not mentioned in the Mishnah? Because they're not Chashiva. They weren't in the Mishkan Chashiva, whatever that means next stages. But there are another two labels as well. Right? And that's called Meteah and Mevashal. So you want to know why can you give us Sor for Meteah? Why can you give us Sor for Meteah? And not Zeriah, because the Neteah is also a label. Why can you give a saw from a Mevashal and not Ofer? Because Mevashal is also a label. Why did I mention the Mishkan in the Mishnah? Because it's not Chashiva, whatever those words mean. But that's what the Gemara means to say. Ha Tahava the Mishkan Chashiva Koile Av. You want to know why in the Mishnah Shabbos it gives 39 labels? Because you need the label. Because a straw needs that label. Without that label, you wouldn't be able to give a straw. So a straw needs that label. But the reason why I only mentioned 39 and not another 40, not 41 is because those are the ones that are choshev.
So you cannot say Mishamer alone.
Mishamer would work. According to the second Tosis, Mishamer would not work.
The first Tosis,
yes? Yeah, sure.
First Tosis, that you always go back to Torah. If you mess it up, I'd say you can mess it up. like trying to throw in the av.
According to the verses, it's more than enough to minister in his first two truths. His two truths. Let's analyze it a little bit. First, they're just saying you have to give us sort of, you can give us sort of activity you did, even if it's not av. And the whole question was, if I tell you, Mishum Boye, is it a joke or not? Right? That's the first test. Of course, if I tell you what you're doing and about them, you're not joking, and we are asked, the guy behind me says, you know, Mr. Perez. That's the first test. And there's no din that you have to be Master Mishum Yav. And according to that territory, really, we could, that was the most casual, we could scrap all hierarchy. Scrap it, we don't need it anymore. And Bemet, that's the maskan of the Gemara. You Bemet don't need it. There's no such thing as having an av at all. There's no such thing. Contra Blazer has absolutely no ramification of love. Why was it called an av?
Mishkan.
Just purely historical event. It has no practical halachic ramification. That's the first set of Tosis. So if I give you a straw of boya, when the guy's doing Mishami, he gets a straw of boya, why is he going to be Chayiv Misa? Because he was Masim Shum Li'av? Or because he was Masim for Shabbos? The guy did Mesham.
Okay.
And he had a Sor Mishum Boya.
Okay.
Why is he going to be Chayiv Misa? Is it because he had a Sor for the Av? Or is it because he had a Sor that he was being Mechal Shabbos? Because there's no such thing as av at all. It's irrelevant. Oh. There's no halachic nafkemina of av and tolda. We have to get that in our heads. According to this territory, the first territory of Tosfos, av and tolda is irrelevant. It's purely historical event. Av and tolda. So if I ask you, why is the guy chayiv misa? It can't be because of av. Because av and tolda has no halachic ramification. So you can't be killed because of av.
Because the whole discussion is about av. The whole discussion, the whole focus is which av you should mention.
Why? Says Tosfos. I come to this first test of Tosfos. It didn't mean to say which av do you have to mention, but rather which av is somewhat comparable to it. But not because of av, I come to this. It means which activity, if he says boya, it's comparable to Mishame. So that is going to be Chayav Misa. But not because it's an av. Mm-hmm. Or it's av, not because of that. Is because it's similar to it. I'll give you a very practical case. What would be if somebody does Zoya is winnering, and somebody tells them you do winnering, you're chayiv for boyer. Would he be chayiv misa? Now this is a different art, completely different art. Well, not completely. It's a different art. Zoya and boyer are different arts. Would he be chayiv misa? According to this first set of cases, a case could be made in Bichayim Misa. Why? Because there's no such thing of Av and Tolda. There's no such thing. Av and Tolda, according to the set of cases, is, according to the Gemara, historical event. What did the Gemara mean in Shabbos? You thought it meant. We thought it meant you have to be Master Mishum Av. So what we thought, there was a mistake. You don't need to be Master Mishum Av. All it meant to say is that activity of Boye is similar to Mishame. And therefore, if he tells them you're Chayim for Mishame, of course he's going to be Chayim. He tells the guy, but Boya, that's the guy won't think he's laughing at him. So why is he getting Chayiv Misa? Because it's an Av? Or because he was told you're being Mechal al Shabbos? Mechal al Shabbos. He was told you're being Mechal al Shabbos, and the guy had to take him seriously because the fact that he said Boya is similar enough for the person to realize he meant to say you're being Mechal al Shabbos. He's not saying something crazy. You're being Mechal HaShabbos, you're going to have Skida. How are you being, what's the difference how? You're being Mechal HaShabbos. I'm telling you, you're doing Boya. Okay, it's somewhat similar, I can hear. So what then, Boya and Zoya, you could say the same. Somebody does Zoya. The Gemara indeed says that Boya and Zoya market all similar types of Boya, right? So if somebody says, he's doing Zoya, the guy says, hey, you're being over on Boya. A case could be made, I'm not sure this is halach lamais, because maybe Zay and Boya are not comparable, but a case could be made, the guy behind Misa. Why? Even though it's two ovois, doesn't matter. Ovois and tolis is irrelevant. The point is the activity similar or not? So when I say, hey, you're doing Boya, it means, hey, you're being Mechal Shabbos.
So you can simply just say, stop doing what you're doing, or don't do that act because you're going to be with all shots.
Excellent. 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 It comes out according to what we say. In the place of the Achrim is really sad. Come to the first Malach of Tosis. If somebody would come along and say, don't do this because you're being Mechalal Shabbos, because very often they'd be Chayiv. Because there's no Din Mechalal to say, what you're doing is Chalal Shabbos is enough. What you're doing is Chalal Shabbos. What's the difference? I tell you, what you're doing is Merakit, or what you're doing is Chalal Shabbos. There's no Din to mention the Av Mechalal. It just has to be taken seriously. Now, it could be the guy will turn around and make a face. Why is this Chilul Shabbos? So then I have to tell you, okay, why I think it's Chilul Shabbos. But be wrong, yes. As long as a guy is not thinking that he's laughing at him, then yeah. So if I tell you, it's Chilul Shabbos because you know what you're doing Losh. So the guy will think he's laughing at him. Okay, so I'm not doing Losh. I know I'm not doing Losh, and therefore forget it. If I tell you you're doing Chilul Shabbos because you're doing Boya, it's not Boya, but it doesn't matter. It's close enough to understand why it should be taken seriously. So Shura said, if he says, don't do it because you're being Mechalal Shabbos, it's also enough. Sure.
You don't need to because. There's no reason to
give it because. Because it's Chilul Shabbos.
Right, but beyond that, you don't have to say beyond this. Why would there be that discussion? People would just be going not to say anything specific.
Sure. Says the Gemara there, says the Gemara in Shabbos. Well, if he does go in and does explain why the guy would be chayiv, which one would be still something to take seriously for? Is it boya or merakit? That's the malach rishon on tesis. Very the kind of gemina lemais. What you're saying is 100% right. I think the achrim speak this amma first. According to first malach, you don't need to say anything. Right. Says the, okay, that's the first Malach of Tosis. Second Malach of Tosis. Right. Says the second Malach of Tosis. We're not doing such a radical change. The Gemara Shabbos seemed to say, you do need to give us Sorah for the Av. Then we're going to keep with our original thing. There is a difference between an Av and a Tolda. There is this hierarchy of Av and Tolda. And what's an Akamina Lamaisa? Hasra. And indeed, that's what the Gemara answers here. And the Gemara answers, Abba, Mishkan, Hashiva, the Gemara meant to say, it's very critical for us to know what's an Av and what's a Tolda. Nafkamina is for Hasra. So you want to know why do we characterize one as Av and a Tolda? Because it is a Nafkamina, the Mesa.
And visual and planting a sapling, are those not included in the in the specified avos because which reason?
Because it's not chashiv,
or is it because it's not?
Because it's not chashiv.
Then why would?
And that's the second.
Why does the Gemara even mention chashiv then?
Because we have a question. We have a question on ourselves. If you're going to tell me hachtavoy b'mishka, that's called an av, and everything has to be labeled by it, then we have a problem from niteya and mevasa, which we know it's not true. You don't need to label Neitea based on the Av of Bishop, of the Zerim. So what's Pshat? An extra word, Chashiv. There's an extra word to tell me. Yeah, we're talking about the main ones. There are a couple of exceptions. The main ones are labeled this way because all the Toldos have to be labeled up in.
Can we read the last line?
I wish I could. Yeah, so the Oid is a Kuntumash Maram. It's an extra explanation. It's an addendum to the first, to the second terence. The second terence, we said, very important to know what's an av, what's a tolda, because you have to label that. So he says, I've got a thing, but oh, it's a stasis.
Second terence is that you have to say
the av. You have to say the av.
Tolda's not enough.
No. You have to say the av. The tail of a vassal. So now, since these are added in the Kuda, the Neteim of Asher ain't so classic in Shum Av. Neteim of Asher, you do not need to give us so based on the Av of Zeria and Oife. Bim Hissim Shum Atoldo, if you're a master based on the Toldo of Neteim and the Asher, you'd be Chayiv. Nevertheless, it's even though the Chareish should come under the category of labels. And nevertheless, it's not mentioned in Perek La'agoda, it's not mentioned in the list of labels. Why is it not? Answer is, like the Gemara says, because it's not Chashiva.
What's the
Perek La'agoda is the list of labels. It's the seventh Perek of Shabbos, second Mishnah. Mm-hmm. The Mishnah says, La'agoda b'Shabbos, the first Mishnah, and then the next one is 39 Melochis of Shabbos. 39 labels.
Did he refer to it before?
Well, the Lama Tes Melochis?
No, the did he refer to it before?
No.
So why the orange?
The Gemara did.
No, I'm saying
the Gemara did. It's not obvious Melochis of Anchos Achas. That was Peter Klagel. The fourth line in the Gemara. It's not obvious Melochis of Anchos Achas. That is Perik La'agoda. So they said it wasn't listed in those 39. Right? It wasn't listed in those 39. Why not? So this is Maram. Again, it's a little bit kvetch reading the words. But I'm saying it's not mentioned in... It's, although, according to the last Maram, we had to say that it should be listed. It's not listed because it's not Kashim. David Rubens reminding me that last time we had a different Maram from Tesis. What was the Malach last time? Tveshmol. No. Oh boy, it was wrong. What was the Malach?
The Shabbos correctly, and we understand that they have to do the correct Av, and there is a halacha not kamino.
Right.
But the halacha not kamino is not what the Gemara is discussing. We're discussing why it's called an Av and a Toldo.
According to the
saying that Notea and the Vashel is an Avalocha? Are we saying that it's a Toldo?
According to the Maran, it's got din of Av Melocha. Tesis calls it a Toldo because it wasn't listed on the Lama Tess. So according to you, that would be called a Toldo. It's saying it's not. It's how I understand that. Okay, next Tesis. Ha Tavo B'Mishkan Chashi B'Koli Av. Ha Tavo B'Mishkan Chashi B'Koli Toldo. Right, so how do you read this? Hochi Gosina. Is that the first most important word of Tesis? Hochi Gosina. This is the guilt. Haktavoy b'mishkan chashive koyle ab. Haktavoy b'mishkan chashive koyle tolda. It's our gifts in the Gemara. And via Yusa, come to this Yusa, bala fuke, it's coming to exclude kamamalokois, sheloy hoyu chashubim, boy b'mishkan. And they weren't chashub, but they weren't the Mishkan. The tolda's name, they would be considered tolda's. Hach tavoy b'mishkon chashive. Hach tavoy b'mishkon chashive. That what was in the Mishkan that was choshuv is called an av. Hach teloy have b'mishkon chashive. That which was not choshuv in the Mishkan is called a tol. Let's come to this verse. It doesn't say hach tavoy b'mishkon we will reckon it, but rather we are considered it an art. There are certain things that were in the Mishkan that there were toldos. For instance, what? Because I'm in a big ballot to you. Him head were crushing me calculago. Like Nachnosa. Umoishit midiotakas. Remember what this was? It was two balconies sticking out on the same side of the road, and you're passing over from one to the other. Over the air, which is Rabim, is a Toldo, even though it wasn't a Mishkan. That's one gears. Hakta avoy b'mishkan chashive. That which was in the Mishkan, choshev is called an av.
What's the Diyuta?
The Diyuta on one side of the street.
One side of the street?
Yeah. There's two ways, you can have two passing with two balconies. You have two Diyutas. You have one side of the street and the other side of the street. And passing from one to the other, across the street. And then you have along the street. Yuta Achaz means along one side. Yuta Achaz. One side.
One side of the street.
Yeah. There is another gyusa. What's the other gyusa? Atav mishkan v'chashive. Koile av. Hafte lo yav mishkan v'loy chashive. Koile tolo. Added in the letter vov. What did it mean to say by that? Ola efi gyusa zu. Sorg loyma. The boy tati. Aval chashive. V'loy yav mishkan. I ipche have tolo. So let's remind ourselves what these two Mahatmim thesis. First Malach was have to have a Mishkan Chashiva. Whatever was Choshuv in the Mishkan is called an Av. Meaning, what wasn't Choshuv, even if it was in the Mishkan, is called a Tov. What would be, according to this first Malach, if it was Choshuv but not in the Mishkan?
Also,
according to this first man of the Tosis, it'll be enough.
It would be an Av.
Hachta
avoy b'mishkon. You know what's an Av? Hachta avoy b'mishkon chashiva is called an Av. Hachta loya avoy b'mishkon chashiva, that which was choshev in the Mishkan, is called a Tola. Means I'm discussing things in the Mishkan. I'm telling you what's an Av of a Tola. All the things in the Mishkan. One second, let me speak up. Of the things in the Mishkan, I'm telling you which one's called an Av, which one's called a Tov. The thing that's Choshuv in the Mishkan is called an Av. The thing that was in the Mishkan but not Choshuv is called a Tov. So what does that teach me? What's the Agdor of an Av and a Tov? An Av is Choshuv. And a Tov isn't. You see, even if it was in the Mishkan, but it wasn't Choshuv, it's called a Tov.
I'm just saying it's both things.
That's the second thing we'll see with the Vav. The moment, that's what was in the Mishkan, that's Choshev is called a Hav. That which was not in the Mishkan Choshev, meaning was in the Mishkan, but wasn't Choshev, is called a Tov. According to this point, the first days of the first Girsa, the Seudah Dover is Choshev or not Choshev.
Except you still have to have the preliminary point of being in the Mishkan.
Does it?
It sounds like it.
Well, you see not. Because you see, if it was in the Mishkan, there wasn't Choshev, it's called a Tolda.
Right, it's a two-step test.
Let's see the second test of thesis, yeah. And then we'll see how Chazal are medactic with the Oisiyos, and we'll see why the first test is right. Second test was, wait for the second verse. Hach to have a Mishkan v'chashiv. That Vav is telling me it needs to be in the Mishkan and it needs to be chashiv. That Vav is telling me you need 2 points. To be an Av, it needs to be A in the Mishkan and B chashiv. According to the first Teretz, we didn't have that Vav. It's Hach to have a Mishkan chashivim. You want to know what's an Av? You're looking for the obvious. Well, have a look. In the Mishkan, there was some that were choshuv, and the Mishkan, there was some that weren't choshuv. What's choshuv was an av. What's not choshuv is not av. It's not saying it needs to be both in the Mishkan and choshuv, but in the Mishkan, there were certain malachas that are considered obvious, certain considered malachas that weren't considered obvious. What was the defining factor to call something an av? We have a whole bunch of malachas that were done in the Mishkan. What was the defining factor to call something Av? Choshev or not Choshev? And if that's true, then it's not Av in the Mishkan. If I could find you something which would be Choshev, even not in the Mishkan, would also be in the Av. Let's say Neteah. Neteah maybe wasn't in the Mishkan. It's Choshev. Or Mevasha. Mevasha wasn't in the Mishkan maybe. It's Choshev. So Meda, those would also be obvious.
How do you define what's Choshev?
Oh, good question.
Change.
Yeah, good question. What exactly, how do you define what's called choshev, what's not called choshev, is a good question. And that's very true.
And according to the first
answer,
why did you mention the Mishkan? The first
answer. No. Obviously, mentioned in the Mishnah, all were in the Mishkan. They were. And those are obvious as opposed to toldos. You want to know what the toldos are? The toldos could have also been in the Mishkan. So why is one called obvious, one called toldos? Because those were choshev and those weren't. And the fact that we mentioned the Mishkan just happened because all those obvious were in the Mishkan. All the obvious were in the Mishkan. So why of those obvious which were in the Mishkan called ovis. And the counterparts, which also the Mishkan called toldos, there it is, those ovis were choshev.
So the Mishkan is just an example then, saying, we'll put it in the context of the Mishkan, but it doesn't have to.
Bindu, come to the first set of thesis, even if it was not in the Mishkan, but it's choshev, would be empire.
Doesn't have to mention the word Mishkan.
It just happened to be the obvious word of yes. Yeah, nachon.
Just happened.
In the Mishkan, we had obvious and toldos, and yet some are called obvious, some are called toldos. Why? The obvious word, choshev ones, the toldos were not, and therefore we've got a right to extrapolate elsewhere. And on comes the Vov and says, no, it's not even treated tomorrow. Have to have a Mishkan, v'chashiva. You need two things. It was good as in the Mishkan, check one. And number two, it's also choshev, check two. If you have two checks, then it's an av. So if you don't have both checks, you have only one, then it'll be a tol. So an av, one second. If you have a choshev that wasn't in the Mishkan, what would be the din? Choshev, but not in the Mishkan, what would be the din?
If the second,
then
it would be a
tol. And if it's in the Mishkan, that wasn't possible, what would be the din? Same. So how do you have an av? In the Mishkan and Choshev. Let's just read inside and then I'll hear it.
Does this only come out because there's two Girsas floating? There's two Girsas out there? Is that the only reason?
Right. The second Girsa is showing how we would read the Gemara if you want to tell me to.
Right, but say there's two Girsas, doesn't it mean because there's either a mistake or something, or two different people heard it differently and it was written down differently. You know, so the one wrote down the Vav or maybe that was their understanding that it had to have a Vav versus it didn't have a Vav.
I'm saying again, so they can't be the same
thing.
No, they're not saying this.
Unless you don't have to.
If they would be being the same thing, you wouldn't need the Vav. If it's true that you could say the same thing without the Vav, you wouldn't need the Vav. And there is a Girsa out there that with a Vav. And that's teaching us that if you want to say that you need both the Mishkan and Choshev, you need the Vav.
Why is the Vav and as opposed to or?
Well, that's a good point. We'll see in a second. Sometimes and, sometimes or. And we're going to see in this thing also there's an or. Let's see. The figure says we'll talk later. I'm going to put up a mirror at the front of this medrash. And show you what the Magid Sheir sees of your face. Says, figure Sazu.
I would wish that after going through all this, I would understand it better.
Okay. Figure Sazu Tzachleima. The boy talked.
Where is it?
The last line of the places. Figure Sazu. Come to this last year, sir. Tzachleima the boy talked. Ava Chashiva. Evet Choshev. Veloya Vemishkon. But it wasn't in the Mishkan. Or it was in the Mishkan, but not Choshev, have it told. So now Yosef said, and then all. Let's read that in the Gemara now. Second last night. Hachtav Mishkan v'chashive, that which was in the Mishkan, and it's Choshev, koli av. Hach, deloy have Mishkan. Now here again, v'chashive. Now, how do you read this? Hachte lo yavu mishkon. It wasn't in the Mishkan. Oh, it's not choshev. Oh, actually, we got here the gifts. Remember the second gifts was hachte lo yavu mishkon v'loy chashiv. Right? To change the hachte lo yavu mishkon v'loy chashiv. So hachte lo yavu mishkon. It wasn't in the Mishkan. Or it wasn't choshev. One or the two is koyle tov. So the first vav is and the second vav is or.
That's a hard way of, don't you think?
Because you have to do it this way. If you're going to say and on both, you're going to run into problems.
Right.
If you're going to say haftar mishkan v'chashiva, that's called an av. And haftar loyav mishkan v'loy chashiva is called a tola. We're going to have a steer in diukim. In order to be an av, you need both. In order to be a tola, you need both. That's a steer. So one of them has to change. One of them is and one of them is or.
Right.
So the way to read it is, if it was in the Mishkan and it was choshev, that's an av. And the flip side is a tola. What's the flip side? If it wasn't in the Mishkan, or it wasn't choshev, It's called a tola. Two malachim had to read the Gemara. Number one, let's do a quick sigil, and then we have to end the shit today. First malach to learn the Gemara, hachta mishon chashive, hachta, what's the last thing? Hachta loyav mishon chashive. What does it mean to say? We haven't discussed what's not in the Mishkan. No mention. The Gemara didn't mention what wasn't in the Mishkan. The Gemara only mentioned what was in the Mishkan. So what's the halacha about things that weren't in the Mishkan? Well, I don't know. No mention of it in the Gemara. That's a bit troubling. Achon, come to the first malach of the Gemara. First gifts that we have. What was in the Mishkan, Choshev, is called an Al. What was in the Mishkan that wasn't Choshev, it's called a Tolda. And what about things that weren't in the Mishkan? There's no mention about it in the Gemara. Why not? Says Thesis. Because indeed it is mentioned. The Yisrael of is if it's Choshev or not Choshev. What was in the Mishkan Choshev? Av. What was in the Mishkan not Choshev? Tolda. Meaning, what's Choshev is an Av, what's not Choshev is a Tolda. And therefore, if it wasn't in the Mishkan, what would it be? What would be the halacha? Something which wasn't in the Mishkan, what would be the halacha? Is it Choshev? If it's not Choshev, it's Tolda. And the Mishkan is irrelevant. Yes.
That's the first.
First malach, yes. Yeah.
Which is the gifts that we have?
Which is the gifts we have. Because there's no mention in our Gemara about what wasn't in the Mishkan.
It's the obvious word is Mishkan.
Right. So why mention Mishkan? Because the obvious malachas were the Mishkan malachas. So you want to know why those obvious malachas were mentioned, obvious. And their counterparts, which were also in the Mishkan, were mentioned, weren't called obvious or called tolis. Answer is that those Mishkan Dikim malachas, which were Choshev, were called obvious. And those Mishkan Dikim malachas, which were tolis, which were not Choshev, were called tolis. That's why we're focusing on Mishkan, because that's what the obvious and tolis of the obvious that is were Mishkan related malachas. But they're relevant, nothing to do with Mishkan, really. That's the first
thing.
Could have done. What? No, the Tolis.
That's a whole different.
No, the Tolis is. No, they're not saying.
How they have Mishkan Hashiva carry the Av. After the Hashiva, can't they call that?
Yeah, you could have missed out the first word Mishkan as well. After Hava Hashiva carry the Av. After the Hava Hashiva call the Tolis. That's a valid point. And the first Teretz will tell you that since the Ovis were Mishkan-related melachis, so we're discussing Mishkan-related melachis. Why were some Mishkan-related melachis called Av and other Mishkan-related melachis called Tolda? Why? Why were Mishkan-related melachis called Av and some Tolda? Teretz is what was Choshev is Av, what's not Choshev is Tolda, and therefore take it further. And therefore, anything Choshev is called Av, anything not logical told them.
Which actually goes contrary to what
you learned in Gan.
Right. Well, other people said that.
Right. Okay. So you're better. You see, you didn't have that problem. The second mahalach is like we all learned in Gan, or those that went to Gan learned it. The second mahalach is that no. In order to have, you need two things. It needs to be in the Mishkan and Choshev. And how's it carry on? And what was not in the Mishkan and not Choshev is a Tolda. That can't be and. What was not in the Mishkan and not a Tolda, then you need two things to be a Tolda? Can't be. He said you need two things to be an Av. So it means all. What was not in the Mishkan? That's one X. One reason to be a Tolda. Or it wasn't Choshev, even if it was in the Mishkan, it would be a Tolda. Which would be Nafkaminis. Of course, Nafkaminis. Things that weren't in the Mishkan, but Choshev, what would be the din? That's enough community. According to the first manner, it would be a top. According to the second manner, it would be a top.
Why can't you do the other way?
Oh, try the other way.
Say, Hach the Havi Babishkan, oh Hashiva. So either it's in the Mishkan, or it's Hashiv, Kalaya, Hach the Lo Havi Babishkan, Ve Hashiva, and then Ken.
Right. You could have learned the other way as well. Right, so I had a taste of no one way more than the other. Yeah, so what are you asking? Maybe anything which was in the Mishkan itself, even if it's not Choshev Melacha, should be an Av, right? The Rambam asked this question. What's the answer? We know it's not true because we know Moshit is a Tolda. Moshit. Taste is brought down two examples. of Toldos, even though they were in the Mishkan. Due to Achas, right? Achnosa, which are all Toldos, even though they were in the Mishkan.
Yeah.
What was that? They brought on the Agon, they moved it from one to the other. You raise a good point. So we know for sure that you can have a Tolda even if it was in the Mishkan. So you can't now say, oh, to say what's an Av. You can't say, oh, it was Choshev, should be an Av. Because it's not true. Moishit, Hachnosa, which are all in the Mishkan, but then we're in the Mishkan, and they told us.
They told us of what?
Told us of Mitzi Mishus Rishus. Huh? Mitzi Mishus Rishus, the last.
So why can't they be told us? They're told us, they stay told us.
Why are they told us? They're in the Mishkan.
Because they are exactly the same as their
Av. No, they're not exactly the same as their Av. No, we're talking. The Av is taken out from the Rishus, and this is transferring along one side, it's different, it's a tolda, it's not the same as that. It's a tolda. Why is it a tolda?
Okay,
answer is because it's not Hoshe.
If it wasn't, I don't know if that's cool, because if the Av wasn't listed and this act was listed on its own, and there was no act of Hotsa'a, whichever one
I was
referring to.
Mighty Rishus Rishus is listed. And Mighty Rishus Rishus is listed. Somebody takes out from Shusarabim is mentioned in the
That's why you could mention a Tolda and not have to.
Why is it Tolda? Why is it on Av? It was in the Mishkan. That's our question. Why is it on Av? Why is the Mishkan talking about Hitzah and not Achrasa? It's an Av. It was in the Mishkan. Answer is it wasn't Choshev. If it wasn't Choshev, it's a Tolda. So that we know. Even if it's in the Mishkan, it's a Tolda. Moishit or Moishit?
Moishit
goes from one Moishit Seyochid to another Moishit Seyochid through the air of Moishit Seyochid.
Don't you have to have delivery
in Moishit? So it's the same way, that's why it's considered. It's a different type, yeah. Why is it less? Why is it less? Whatever. It doesn't take it out from Moishit Seyochid to Moishit Seyochid. It's just doing
airspace.
It's just going from one domain of itself to another, which is also the same. So,
but it's
into
the
I was in the Mishkan. So that teaches us the Vav can't be, the first Vav can't be all. So the first one has to be an ant, and the second one can be an ant. Okay.
But the Rashi says the Mishkan is essential.
Rashi says Mishkan is essential. Well, what does Rashi say? All the Ovis we derive from the Mishkan. Okay, so you're saying it's much more Rashi that something which is choshev and not wasn't in the Mishkan wouldn't be chayv.
Wouldn't be enough. It requires Mishkan.
Which is that sentence.
I don't see how the scope of the shiur. Somebody carries something from Rosh Hashanah through Rosh Hashanah and goes farther Rosh Hashanah and stop it. Is that the Issa D'Oraisa?
It's a very, very good question. It is an Issa D'Oraisa. Rav Eger discusses this point in a few places. As I said, this is not in the scope of the shiur. The shiur is finished officially, so that's okay. We are now.